This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An analysis done for InsuranceQuotes.com, an online insurance site, found that raising a homeowner's insurance deductible to $2,000 from $500 lowers the average annual premium by 16% nationally. Potential savings, however, are much larger in some states, the study found. North Carolina, for instance, a similar increase in deductible saves homeowners 41%, while homeowners in Rhode Island, Florida, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts would save 20% or more. Governor Bob B. Jindal of Louisiana was told by an inspector general there that he cannot use the public support of his office to attack other candidates for president. White House has taken Cuba off the terrorist list. Curiously, the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor asked for an exemption to the new $15 per hour minimum wage provision there after supporting it. Opponents accuse them of trying to get union contracts with the incentive of being able to offer lower wages. Republican legislators in Kansas facing a $400 million budget hole are talking about raising taxes. North Carolina's Republican governor vetoed a bill that would have allowed employers to sue workers who took videos on their property. He told legislators to target activists more narrowly. EPA is moving to cut heavy-duty truck greenhouse gas emissions 40% by 2027 compared to 2010 levels. 80% of employers worldwide named cultural fit as a top hiring priority, but also it has become a new form of discrimination that keeps demographic and cultural diversity down, all in the name of employee enjoyment and fun. A study in Baltimore of racial discrimination in housing lending found that over a 30-year loan, the cost to an average black borrower was an extra $14,904 and almost $16,000 if a black borrower also lived in a black neighborhood. Ironically, the penalty was even higher if the black borrower made over $50,000. Michael O'Malley, former mayor of Baltimore and governor of Maryland, announced that he is contending for the presidential nomination of the Democratic Party. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.